As we said earlier, our Summer Blend book series has taken us deep into the experience of the emerging story of mixed-race Americans. We decided to end where we began with a conversation with author Heidi Durow. She is the author of the bestseller, The Girl Who Fell from the Sky. She co-founded the Mixed Roots Film and Literary Festival. She helped us kick off our series back in June, and she joins us once again from NPR West. Heidi, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us, and thank you for helping us with the series.
Thanks for having me back.
Now, you read all the books that were featured in the series, and in fact, you featured some of them at the festival. Did you see any themes threaded through all of these very different stories?
They were all very different, but I was struck by some certain patterns that were going on. The first thing was, when we started this off at the beginning of the summer, we talked about this trope of the tragic mulatto. These old stories about the mixed-race person who couldn't find a home in either community and died tragically of consumption or some awful disease, right? But in these books, I was so struck by the fact that they're funny. There's so much humor in these books. I found myself laughing out loud so often when here I was reading books about the mixed experience. And aren't they supposed to be serious and teach us something? Well, they're teaching us something through humor also, which was really exciting to discover.
You know, the thing is, I think it's sometimes hard to remember that it was not so long ago when multiracial families weren't just hidden, that they were actually illegal in many states, that the Supreme Court didn't outlaw discrimination. Well, rather, let me just put it this way, that the Supreme Court decision in the case of Loving v. Virginia was in 1967, and until that time, there were still 16 states that outlawed mixed-race marriages. And I wonder, is it remarkable that there has been this change in attitude in such a short period of time, or do you feel that perhaps we should be farther along?
I think right now we're in such an interesting place because we are finally talking about it. We have a long way to go still. And I think where we're going to find our answers really is through the literature, through the stories that we start telling about these experiences. One of the other things that I realized as I was reading these books again is that we're actually talking about being multi-generationally mixed. There's this talk now suddenly about the ways in which we continue to be mixed, and we reinvent mixedness with each generation.
Well, I think it's important to point out that we've always been mixed. We just didn't admit it. But to that end, according to the census, mixed-race people still make up a very small percentage of the American family. Maybe it's hard to contemplate that, but really, according to the latest figures from the census, it's just over 2% of the population.
It's not very much, is it, when you talk about those hard numbers? But what that number doesn't really show is who those people are related to. When I've gone around and I've talked about The Girl Who Fell from the Sky, what I'm so interested in is when I meet someone who I think is a quote-unquote white person, someone who has blonde hair and blue eyes and pale skin, and they'll say, this is about my family because my sister is married to someone from Tanzania. And the census number doesn't reflect the fact that we love people in so many different ways. It doesn't show us who we love, and it doesn't show necessarily who might be interested in knowing more about this experience.
And finally, before we let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot, which is such a terrible thing to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm sure that maybe even 5 years ago, many people would never have envisioned that a person of mixed ancestry, our president, would be leading the country, even though he personally self-identifies as Black, as African-American. But he is of mixed race ancestry, obviously. And I'm wondering, 5 years from now, how do you think our national conversation around race and the mixed race experience might have evolved?
I think what's happening is that the people who feel like they're outside of this conversation, that it's something that other people have to deal with. And very honestly, by this I mean mostly white people, that when we start talking about race, there is this coded language. And I think these books, these stories about the mixed experience, once again offer, especially people who are part of the majority, permission, gives them an entree to say, I actually am part of this story too. So can I talk to you about this? There's this way in which we don't want to be offensive, right, when we're talking about race, but we also want to talk about it. We just need a way in. And I think a story is the best way to do that.
Heidi Durrow is the author of the bestseller, The Girl Who Fell from the Sky. She's also the co-founder of the Mixed Roots Film and Literary Festival. She's been helping us with our Summer Blend book series, and she was kind enough to join us from the studios of NPR West. Heidi Durrow, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
If you want to hear our previous conversations or all of our conversation in our Summer Blend book series, just go to our website, go to npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and then on Tell Me More. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bridget DeShegas, Monica Evstatieva, Eamon Malone, Sanaz Meshkinpour, Amitha Parasher, Kathleen Schuster, Amy Ta, Sarah Ventry, Malik Washington, and Saran Yitberek. Our editor is Alicia Montgomery. She had a hand this week from Lori Grant. Our directors this week were Arjun Hutchins and Emily Oxenschlager. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. The technical director is Brian Jarbo. He had a hand this week from Neil Tevolt and Kevin Waite. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. The executive producer is Tashima Walker. To tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can also friend me on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at TellMeMoreNPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.